Welcome to Zichu Mishnah Simani member by Avram Gold. Hi, and today we're Zechus Brachas, Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin and Ches. Now today we're going to start with something different. Now that we've gone through most of the Masechta, we're about to begin Perek Tes. I want to identify what the general topic is in each of the Prakim, because it's important to see an overall picture of the Masechta. Now that we have all the different Mishnais, sometimes we get caught up in the forest and we don't see the big picture. So let's start to build the big picture in terms of a general topic for each of the prakim. And in terms of being general, it's not always going to be 100% everything fits the parameters of it, but I think overall it gives us a pretty clear sense of what each parak deals with overall. So we have the first three prakim we know are Shema. So we could say the first parak is the klalim of Shema. When to say it, how to say it in terms of lying down, standing up or not, and then what's included, the brachas and the parsha of Yetzias Yisrael. So parak all we're going to call klalim. Then parak beis, I'm going to call Kriya and Kavana, how we read the Parsha Shema, and in terms of the issue of Kavana. The first Mishnah opened up with the question of someone reading a Torah during Zman Kriya Shema, is he Yotzi or not? He has to have Kavana, in terms of the things that can mess up Kavana, someone saying hello, or having to greet someone. Then an Uman up in a tree, a Chasan on the night of his Chasan, and so on. So we're going to call Perek Beis Kriya and Kavana. And then Perek Gimel, Misha Meso deals with Peturim, exemptions from Kriya Shema. A mace is in front of someone, so he's patur from Kriya Shema. What happens when you're at the Levayah? Are you patur or not? What about Nashim Avani Katanim? What about a Baal Keri? What does he do? So Perek Gimel is going to be Peturim. So once again, Perek Al is the general Klalim. Perek Beis is Kriya V'Kavana, and Perek Gimel is Peturim. So Perek Dal and Hey, we know deal with Tefillah. Perek Dal and again called Klalim. It deals with the Zmanim of Tefillah. What do you actually daven? The Shemon Esrei, Me'ein Shemon Esrei, davening Musaf. What happens if you're on a Chamor or Sfina and the time for Shemon Esrei comes? So it deals with generally the topic of Shemon Esrei, the Klalim. And then Perek Hey, I'm going to label Kavana because it opens with the Chassidim Rishonim and how they attain Kavana. You should daven with Kavod Rosh, with a certain seriousness. What happens if someone has wrong kavanas, like Al Kan Sipor Yagiyu Rachamecha, and so on? And it's a Siman Ra if someone makes a mistake while they're davening. So I'm going to put it under the banner of Kavana. Again, these are general descriptions. And then we get to the last four prakim brachos. I think it's pretty simple. Vav, we saw, deals with the brachos on food, machal. Zayin is zimun, that's easy. Zayin is zimun. Ches is halachas related to the suda. And then we're going to get into Perek Tes in the next session, which deals with a variety of different brachos, brachos shonos. So the last four prakim are vav is machal, zayin is zimun, ches is suda, and tes is brachos shonos, a variety of brachos. So that's going to be our overall map of Maseches brachos. So now let's begin with Perek Ches, Eul Dvarim. And these are simanim so far, Yom Yain, Natil Meziga, Mapa Mechabdim, Havdalah, Ein Mevarchim. So now we pick up with Mishnah Zayin. And Mishnah Zayin begins, Misha Achav Ashachav Lo Berach. What happens if someone ate and they forgot and they didn't say Berach as a Mazon? So we have a Malchus Beisham Beisil, Beisham Yomrim Yachzor, Bimkom of Yavarach. He has to go back to the place and make the Brach. Beisham Yomrim Yavarach, Bimkom Shinizkar. He has to make a Brach wherever he remembers that he forgot. And then we have the second part of the Mishnah, Ad Emes Ayu Mevarach. Until when can he say Birchas Hamazon? And the Mishnah concludes, Akadei Shisako Hamazon Shbemeav. Until the food is digested in his stomach. So we're going to call Mishnah Zayin Shachach. Shachach, and I put in parenthesis, Ad Emesai. Then Mishnah Ches deals with Malchuk, because where Balaam Yain Lacher Hamazon, wine comes after the meal, Ve'ein Shama El Osa a Kos, and there's only that Kos. So does Birchas Hamazon require a Kos or not? And that's going to be Malchuk, Beisham Beisilel. And then the second part of the Mishnah deals with answering after Yir Bracha. Only in Amen, Ach Yisrael HaMavarach, we answer Amen after Yisrael that makes a bracha, but when it comes to a kusi, Ein Onin Amen, Ach Rakusi Mavarach, Ad Shiyishma Ko Bracha, until you hear the whole bracha, because of the nature of the kusim. So the Mishnah for Simon Ches is going to be Kos. So the two simanim for day are Shachach, Kos. Shachach, he forgot to make a bracha, what does he do? And then we have one Kos after the meal, and the question is, does Mirchas Muslim require a Kos or not? And we also mention, I put in parenthesis, Oni. So now in terms of the simon story for Perek Ches, the zikru simon for Ches is challah. So we have this day-old challah that's meant to be eaten with wine. So we have yom yain, so you do netilas yadayim, and mezika sakos, netil meziga. And then you take the mapa you did netilas yadayim with, and then you put it down next to a cushion, next to a broom. That's mechabdim, mapa mechabdim. And then we said, when do you sweep? You sweep after havdalah. So you're going to make havdalah, and then next to the havdalah set, there's this ein mevarchin card when you don't make a bracha on the nerum basamim, because it could be a Goyim, a mace, or a Vodazora. And then Havdalah turns out to be a disaster because someone forgot the kos. Shachach kos. They forgot to bring the kos. Shachach kos. So that's it. All right, so now let's conclude with a pop quiz. Which parak do we have the mission that deals with the order of brachas by Havdalah? That's in Parak Ches, and the simon is Havdalah. Good. Which perek do we learn about the bracha of Me'ein Shalosh? That's in Perek Vav, and the simon is Me'ein Shalosh. Good. Which perek do we learn about the chassidim preparing for davening? That's in Perek Hey, and the simon is chassidim. Good. Which perek do we have a mission that deals with saying Shmona Esra on a boat? That's in Perek Dalad, and the simon is Svina. Great. Which perek do we have a Malkus Beisham Beisil? What one does if they forgot to make a bracha? That's in Perek Ches, and the simon is Shachach. Which perek do we have a Mishnah where someone did not hear themselves say the Shema? And the question is he Yotzi? That's in Perek Beis, and the simon is Shadli. And finally, which perek do we have a Mishnah that deals with whether Birchas a Muslim requires a kos? That's in Perek Ches, and the simon is Kos. Excellent. All right, that concludes today's pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.